I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A magnitude 6.0 earthquake devastated parts of eastern Afghanistan late Sunday. The death toll has surpassed 1,400, with thousands more injured and more than 5,400 homes destroyed. Then on Tuesday night, another 5.2 magnitude quake struck the region. Road damage and landslides have hindered rescue efforts. Nehemiah with FMI shares a report from one of their local partners.
Nearly half of the villages remain trapped under the rubble, and survivors are desperately trying to dig them out with their bare hands.
The Taliban government has appealed for international aid. Meanwhile, FMI partners are asking for your prayers.
They are distributing food, organizing emergency shelters, and offering prayers, even risking their own lives and own safety.
Pray that the light of Christ will shine to those who've lost so much. And do you make lists? Well, Revelation tells us about God's best list, a record of his redeemed people. Director of the Alliance for the Unreached, David Boghossian, says 2,000 years after the Great Commission, we are more resourced than ever to finish the task. And one thing that's helping the cause? Lists.
We never had, 20, 30 years ago, the lists of places and people groups that I never heard like we have now today. And missionaries are fanning out, and the gospel is moving.
Still, one in three people around the world has yet to hear the gospel.
So one of the things that we're encouraging people to do is to take a piece of the action, and say, we're going to focus on this area of the world or on this people group. We're going to adopt them, and we're going to stick with it until there is a church, until the gospel has gone and is well established among that people group.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.